back to it, back behind it. He's getting pushed up against the boards by Cochran as he's just trying to eat up a little bit of time. So Rapids get another skater out there as Diamond stays in the middle as Wolf for the Express tries to maybe slip behind in case there's an opportunity for a breakout pass. Wolf, he is the intended target there after the puck gets loose from the corner. And Birch, he levels McNeish as the Express, they come away with it. Coming up, there's an opportunity low, and that's covered by Paul Gurney. Got a whistle, the stoppage. 9:40 left to go in regulation. 3-0 is your advantage for the Northwest Express over these River Kings.
Yeah, really good save by Pod Gurney there. A nice push across and just gobbling that one up. No rebound.
As we inch closer to that two-minute warning, so to speak, if Rapids can get something close and get into the scoring column where there could be a timeout or a goalie pull, we'll see what happens. As puck is chipped up into the Express bench. Another stoppage. Exactly 9.5 left to go in regulation. Rapids still holding a 29-24 shot advantage, but still, it's not enough as they are trailing 3-0.
Yeah, as a team with like divisional and national championship aspirations, you cannot afford to give up. You have to battle to the end every single night. And
yeah, you're not going to win them all.
Yeah,
but it sure helps to not quit. And I haven't seen any quit yet. That's for sure. As the River Kings are still trying, they get the puck down deep. And it is sent down as Phil Pott, he comes up with it. Express, they're back on the attack. The Express, even though they might not be trying extra hard to add another one, and they're just trying to run down the clock, they have possessed that puck a bit more than Rapids, as their defense and maybe prevent offense, if you want to call it that, has done a very good job of limiting any opportunities that Rapids has had. There's been a couple chances, but nothing real continuous. There's a shot and a goal by the Express, and that could be what does it tonight as the Express get their fourth goal at the 8:51 left into the period. So that'd be 11:09, I believe. As it was just a kind of a turnover and back of the goal, and it scooted out to the left side, centered, and that was a goal sent in by Caleb Birch, and there is your fourth goal.
Yeah, Birch's eighth goal of the season and 16th point of the year, making it 4-0.
We'll get the assist if there is one. There should be, but either way, face-off won by the Express. Yep, Caleb Birch with the goal. And that is the third assist for Preston Lundbohm, and an assist coming to Harrison Browning as the River Kings are up, or down, excuse me, 4-0 to the Northwest Express. As we got 8:11 left to go in regulation, puck loose in the slot, bouncing. McNeish couldn't get onto it. And now back on the attack is the Express. Wolf with it, coming up the near side, tries to get a centering pass, a diving stop attempt. It was good defense there by Whitehead. He disrupted the opportunity, but he also hit the far post of the goal, knocking it off the goal line. 7:59 left to go in regulation. Or in the game, I can even reckon to say. And it is the Express up 4-0.
Yeah, Express really just put a finishing stamp on the game with that one, I feel. The River Kings, they look flat, lack of energy, and I think now it's just kind of finish strong and go again for tomorrow.
There's still you still play out the game. You don't mail it in. You don't quit. And if it was the opposite way, you know that the Express we're not going to let it go either. They just finish out the game and come back tomorrow. And that's what the River Kings very well might be having to do if they can't score four goals in 7:50. Nothing's impossible, but it doesn't look good if you are a River Kings fan. But either way, 7:44 to go. Pod Gurney stops a puck back of the net. Rapids lifts it up as the puck bounces off an Express player. Plays it is Freshwater up through a scrum of players. Back down the ice. Stopped by Pod Gurney, was about to be stopped by Pod Gurney as he gets out of the way and comes back to the front of the net. Rapids send it around. Beauchamp sends it back out around as the Express grab it. Try to send it out front. And it is stopped by the defense. Rapids, they lift it up to center ice. There's a little bit of a rush there, I think. Lee, that's McNeish. He gets it. He had an opportunity. Tries to slam it home, and he gets stopped, and then he gets pushed in the crease, knocks the net off. That you got pushed by Aiden Liebold, and there's a big stoppage of play there as the officials come in there as they try to set the net back up as we got a stoppage. Just 7:04 left to go. I do not believe there's any penalties being called, and I'd agree with that, but yeah, either way, your net got knocked off, and we got a whistle.
Yeah, Tudich was he stopped on a dime right in front of Freshwater, and I think the Norfolk Express D-man, Leobold, just took a bit of offense to it, and that's what knocked the net off.
And we got a face-off, this time to the blocker side of Freshwater, and Rapids trying to get it loose, sends it out. Right idea to get to the point, but no one near it, sent down the length of the ice, and that's Bulldog. He's the first one there, and he's back on the Rapids attack. Passed it up, chipped up ahead to the far side, and that's Tudich. And there is a stoppage as the skater from the Emmett Menendez, he gets stopped grabbing his stomach. I don't know if he got hit. I don't think there was a penalty called on it.
Yeah, it was behind the play. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, no. So hopefully it wasn't anything cheap. You know what I'm saying, is you want a good, even hockey game. 6:47 to go in regulation. 4-0 lead the Express as Rapids still holds a 29-25 shot advantage. They just can't break anything into the net.
Yeah, that's been the problem. It's just been that final bounce, that final shot. It's just Freshwater's really been the difference maker.
Officials talking. They talked a little bit to the bench there for the Express, and now the officiating crew is talking. They said, no, this isn't neutral ice. This is going into the Northwest Express zone as they will be having a face-off to the blocker side of Freshwater. Denty in there. He's going up against Lundbohm. One by Rapids. Slapper from the slot. Just turned wide by Freshwater. That was Bull Duke on the attempt. Puck is loose near side corner. And it is sent out to neutral ice as there's a mad rush for it. Beauchamp, he's in that mix there as he's fighting for it. Sends it back out of the zone. Underhill, he's fighting for it as there's a stoppage. As they get a, I believe it was, I think they're calling offside. Either way,
it must be.
It's got to be. I didn't really see it, but either way, there's face-off neutral ice just outside the blue line of the River Kings. 6.5 to go in regulation, 4-0 lead for the Express. 30-25 shot advantage for Rapids. Just can't get one in the net to this point as Beauchamp, he tries to send it out. Express are there. Express go around the goal, trying to center it where there's opportunity. Shot. And that is gloved there by Pod Gurney as he sends it back out to the center. And we got a stoppage. 6:09 left to go in regulation. Again, thanks for joining us here on 105.5 WIRI and Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Always enjoy you guys tuning in and listening in to River Kings hockey and then for our local media, our high school games as well. Face-off was to the blocker side of Todd Gurney. Rapids comes away with it. Noah Diamond, he's getting it down in the near corner. Sent around the boards. Now there's some pushing and shoving down there. Rapids player, he's down on his hands and knees. Puck squirts loose. Puck sent out. Rafford at center ice, sent back down around the boards. Stopped by Freshwater. Say Freshwater dammed it up behind the net as he's waited for his teammates to get in there. We've got a stoppage of play. And it looks like another penalty coming. Going to see against two as there is a gesture. And I believe it's against Wisconsin Rapids. That one's coming up on Atkins. I think it's a check from behind.
Yep. I think that's just frustration.
I mean, and everyone gets frustrated.
Yeah. I think the sign of a winning team, though, is how you keep your head in these sort of situations, I think.
Penalty comes up 14-29. Check from behind against Owen Atkins for Wisconsin Rapids. As That's another power play opportunity for the Express, and they can really pile it on now as they look to secure 2 points against these River Kings and stay right in the mix of the kind of a three-team race here for the top of the standings as Rapids came into the night tied with the Minnesota Mullets for the top spot with 23 points. And the Express, they were technically third place, but second place with 21. So they're looking to log jam it up here as Underhill, he takes a shot from just outside the circle, bounce off the Rapids defenders, and now it's stopped yet again by the River Kings. Sent the length of the ice by Beauchamp. Emil Obstfelder, he's given a little bit of chase as Rapids is trying to kill it. 1 minute 14 left to go as Cochran, he stops. Rapids back on the attack, a little flip back out to about the blue line, and there is no call on that. That could have been close to a trip as Rapids and the Express are really battling back and forth. Puck battled out right about the blue line there. A couple Rapids players, a couple Northwest players. Pass back into the defensive zone for the Express as they pass back up. That's Liebold. He comes up, sends it, chips it back down behind the goal. Rapids giving chase. I believe that's on the far side, that's Beauchamp. He was back in there as Liebold passed back down. Now it's 4 minutes to go in regulation. 30 seconds to go in the skater advantage. Rapids, they've got to make something happen. Down 4-0. But I think the writing's on the walls. Hits just under 4 minutes to go in the contest.
Yeah, they need almost a miracle to get something.
Well, we've seen miracles on ice before, but it's been a while. As shot and a goal right inside the far post. And that will be your Wayne Larrivee dagger, if I had to guess there was one.
Yeah.
And that's going to be by Jacob Alexander. With the score coming at 16-18. I'm not sure on assists yet, but that's another power play goal. So you got three power play goals out of five tallies. You got to stay out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, last night against the Dells, the penalty was so strong. There was multiple times, 5-on-3s, we killed them off really well. But today, it's just been a completely different story.
And no disrespect to the Dells by any means, but there's a little bit of a difference between the Dells and Northwest.
I still think, like, our penalty kill was just so strong yesterday. Like, the Dells had really great attacks. We were just able to hold the fort. That's a really nice save by Bridgewater there, or Freshwater, sorry.
Yeah,
with Ilian breaking in.
What was that?
Ilian breaking in on that.
Yep.
And Freshwater, sorry, makes a great save.
As we got a stick in the far corner. No owner has claimed it yet, and I believe that's Liebold, who got the assist on that power play goal just a few moments ago. Bulldog. Puck just inside the blue line. Set back down to Ilan. Puck sent around the boards. There's a lot of contact out there, and the puck is sent way back ahead. That Pod Gurney is just going to slow it down. Hand it over to Garcia, who sends it up neutral ice. Puck sent way back down around again by the Express. We got 2:45 left to go in this game. Hastoy with it. Chip shot to center ice. Puck is being fought over. Hastoy with it. Sent back out into neutral ice there by the Express. Express really just trying to burn off the clock and get out of here with a series opening win over the River Kings, which really creates a logjam atop the standings. Bulldog sends it back down around the boards. 2:18 left to go in this contest. 5-0 lead for the Express as they're going to win game one of this two-game set. And there's a bouncing puck, and it's covered by Freshwater. Allstrand had an opportunity, but just couldn't hit the mark.
Yeah, and the River Kings are really looking for 6 points off this three-game little stretch here, but they will be held pointless in this game.
Well, they've already got two, and that's better than nothing. But they've really got to try to get 4 out of 6 tomorrow when they reconvene at 7 o'clock. They'll face off there to the glove side of Freshwater. And imagine that, another Freshwater save as he gets a glove into the work. 2:06 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, he's just been really solid this game, finding those pucks, battling hard, and he just has been the difference.
He definitely has been. As Obstfelder, he comes away with a one faceoff for Rapids. Tried to hit a pass right on the side of the slot, no one home. And you have the Express coming up out of the zone under 2 minutes to go. Puck is knocked back deep into the zone for the Express. And Osfelder, he comes back in there looking for an opportunity, but turned away. Williams and Allstrand giving chase. Allstrand backhands it up. Puck, oh, that lands right to Osfelder. Schweitzer in there trying to slam it home through the five hole. It turned away. Shot turned away again. Schweitzer had a wide open shot, but just wide of the mark. And you got a minute and a half to go as we got a whistle. And it looks like there's someone lost a...
It was Freshwater lost his blade.
Yeah, he lost his blade there in his skate. So that might be a little bit of a... That might be a little stoppage of play, and you get one, yep. Just about a minute and a half left out of your second goalie unless he can pop that into his boot.
Oh.
Well, he obviously
that was
did.
Quick.
Yeah. You're going to have to get that torque wrench out there, yeah, and really torque her down so it doesn't happen again, even though I'm sure Rapids doesn't want to see him again tomorrow.
Yeah.
But with
the, or I think they do really just kind of prove a point because he played in the first game against Northwest, and he I think he played all right.
Yeah, he got the win. If I remember right, he got the win in the first meeting.
Yep.
Allowed four goals, faced 30 shots, 26 saves. That's a heck of a night. So now we're trying to figure out where the faceoff will be, which it was stopped not because of a really cover of it. The official stopped, as we will be having a faceoff neutralized just outside the blue line of the River Kings. Puck sent down behind the goal line as we got 1:20 left to go in this contest. Express holding the zone. Rapids really applying some pressure. Just trying to make a statement more than anything of, hey, you know, good job. You've got us tonight, but we can still score on you. Yeah. As we approach 1 minute left in the game, as it looks like it'll be the first home loss of the season for the River Kings. Bulldog with it, just inside the blue line, centering pass to Cooper. Attempt right through the slot, no one home. Rapids played a little disjointed. Garcia sends it back down deep. Sent back around the boards. 46 seconds to go as Bulldog gives chase. And there will be an icing call with 41.6 ticks left to go in the game. The Express holding a 5-0 lead, which I am sure they will be enjoying wherever they're staying tonight.
Yeah.
And they hope to return and get the sweep tomorrow over these River Kings, while River Kings look to earn a split.
Yeah, River Kings will definitely be looking to bounce back tomorrow, go home, get some rest, and see what they can muster up.
Well, face off to the blocker side of Freshwater is won by the Express, and it's a breakout by Wolf, and he's point-blank shot, and it's turned away by Pod Gurney. Nice stop there on maybe what he might say is not a good night for him. He made a big save there to save really kind of an emphatic win. That would have been, hey, 6-0 is a lot worse than 5-0 as we got less than 20 seconds to go. Rapids still chipping away, however, as Denti takes a shot off the glove of Freshwater. Express flip it to neutral ice. Wolf gloves it, just taking it up there, breaks his own. Hip check there, knocks down Wolf, and that was... Wolf pats him on the back and says, hey, nice stop as the clocks hit zero. And that is your game as Freshwater earns his first shutout win of the season as they get a 5-0 win over the River Kings. Not exactly the night that you wanted to have for Rapids, but it's a night you're going to have as the Express got the 5-0 victory. Scoring started right and early in that first period. Harrison Browning. He got the goal scored, 1:30 into the game, with an assist by Preston Lundbohm. And that's not the last time you will hear Lundbohm's name. Coming up about 10 minutes later, Dylan Wolf got his first goal, power play goal, brought in by Preston Lundbohm. But that's not the last time you'll hear Wolf's name as he scored. 1:30 into that second period, as he got an assist by Connor Corcoran, another power play goal, as the team sat with Northwest Express holding a 3-0 lead over the River Kings heading into the final 20 minutes of play. In that final 20 minutes of play, it took a while, but the Express, they added what turned out to be the Wayne Larrabee dagger as Caleb Birch got into the scoring with assist to, again, Lundbohm and Harrison Browning as the final score came 16-18 with Jacob Alexander and then Aiden Liebold. Final tallies here, Todd Gurney, he made 25 saves in the game, whereas Freshwater, he stopped all 37 shots he faced in the contest. Penalties, boy, oh boy, was there penalties. four in the first period, with one, two, three, four, five, six, seven coming up in the second, and three in the third. Rapids, man, they couldn't stay out of the box as they gave up three power play goals. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine of those penalties were against Wisconsin Rapids. You got to stay out of the box,
yep.
Don't you?
When you're just repeatedly again, like on your heels the whole game, it just gets so tough to really try and get some momentum and really, really fight back. And especially when you're playing a hot goalie like Freshwater was today, it just compounds it even more.
Now that's a tough one as the River Kings come up empty tonight by a final score of 5-0. So for Rory,
thank you.
Awesome job, buddy. You did a great job again. You got radio in your future. I'm telling you,
thank you,
friend.
Much.
And for Carl. And for Art, and of course our ringleader up here, Matt, my name's Mike Comer. Thanks for listening here on Flow Hockey, 105.5 WIRI, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
Look who it is, last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K, her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend.
I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voices ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile. On the other end of a phone, in the middle of a highway, driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. From a friend hanging on to a guy, you just sent him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget and take her on her first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one. She makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel as far.
You haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car, made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car, made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. Don't happen twice. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something. Just don't happen twice.
CBS News Brief. Residents are returning to their Ventura County, California homes to find little or nothing left. The mountain fire has destroyed at least 132 structures. This woman says her daughter rescued her.
The first thing she did was come and get me because we were evacuated down below.
Police have arrested a man after at least 9 people are stabbed over 2 days. 5 of them today in downtown Seattle's Chinatown International District. Deputy Police Chief Eric Barden.
The suspect was located, identified, arrested, and then was identified by witnesses as the correct suspect.
President-elect Donald Trump has chosen his chief of staff, and CBS's Robert Costa says, as for the Trump transition team's considerations now...
For the CIA, John Ratcliffe, Trump's former director of national intelligence, is widely mentioned. And for defense, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is seen as a possibility.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low near 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Even with the sun back Monday, it only warms to 50. Currently 35 degrees.
Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's train. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
I got the matches. We gonna turn this town to ashes. Cause they ain't never seen nothing like us. I ain't heard loud till we turn it up. I got the wild, you got the crazy. You know that's why I love you, baby. Cause your motor runs just as fast as mine. Pedal to the metal, keep the throttle down all night. Girl, you know damn well, but when they got a good tale to tell, let's give them something they ain't never seen. A little rated R redneck dream. Let's blaze a trail through the dirty south and give them something they can talk about. A little story that they won't forget long after we ride off into the sunset, baby, cause we ain't dead yet, baby.
I changed it. I'm getting a little bit stronger. And on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
For one and four for two, at Christmas lights in the middle of June, all hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt, right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. My floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. Yeah, you look good in my t-shirt, girl. Oh yeah. We'll be walking up the stairs with the neighbors saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on is slipping into my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress on my floor. My t-shirt.
one star at a time. One fell out of the sky. You had your eyes closed, you were wishing on them. I was thinking about your lips, girl, and kissing on them. We were sitting in the light of the moon. I was watching it shine on you. Funny how time flies with a good girl on a good night. We were down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone half-tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Found the one hand in mine, found the one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Said we'd leave in one more minute. One passed by, but we didn't. Cause you were looking like a dream I've been dreaming. I was thinking about anything but leaving. Still feel that touch. You were in my arms, soaking up that young love. Never been that far. Down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone half-tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone half-tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Saying stay with me, I'll be everything you need. Down to one. Down to one.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all night. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high. Pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila, I can kiss somebody brand new and not even. Show up to the same bar, hear the same songs in my car. Baby, your memory, it only hits me this hard. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottle, spinning on a Bible, baby, I never leave. How bad I need you when I taste tequila.
dancing. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high.
Wisconsin's home.